This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and we are very excited to be here tonight, as we are every night, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, if you would like to get in contact with us, you're more than welcome to. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949, or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. We love to hear from you.
We do.
It enlightens us. It makes us happy. It gives us all these warm, gooey feelings that should not be associated with dodgy feelings, but it gives us those.
I know, because it makes us feel like people are actually listening.
It does get lonely in here sometimes.
I know.
Look, if you do want to send us a text, we would love to hear from you. Now, what is coming up on the show tonight, Basha?
Well, tonight we're going to be doing an interview with Louise Wadley, and she's the writer and director of a new film called The Trouble with E.
Now, I hear that this is a new Australian shot film directed, casted with Aussies lesbian film.
Yes. Yes, and they're currently doing a fundraiser, and if they reach their target, the movie will happen, and they are very close to their target. 10 days.
All right. Don't draw surprises for
no.
me. What else have we got coming up?
We're going to discuss the lesbian bride ad refused by wedding magazines and the backlash forcing the publishers to backtrack.
Okay.
That was a bit of a tongue twister.
That's why I reworded it when I put it on Facebook.
Ah.
You can find us on Facebook and you can like our page. Just head to joy.org.au. Our program page will be at the top of the screen right now, on air, it should say, and you can follow that and link up with us on social media. We like it when people do that too.
We do. And we're also going to talk about some other lesbian films you should have a look at, because The Trouble with E hasn't been shot yet, so we have to wait for that one.
We've got other ones you can watch.
We've got ones that have currently been filmed and directed and everything, so you can actually watch those. And, of course, our events listing for this week.
And, you know, this weekend, I know that it's coming up to a big weekend. We've got Sydney Mardi Gras happening, and so I decided to go a little bit crazy. And not only did I create a event listing for Melbourne, but I've also created an event listing for Sydney too. So if you're going up there, you want to party your heart out, I know where the parties are at.
Thank you. I do appreciate that, because I would be lost without your Sydney listing.
Yes, you would be.
Because I'm going up there.
Now, you actually attended a bit of a gig recently.
I did.
Tell us about that.
I attended the gig of Heather Peace.
Who's Heather Peace?
Heather Peace. You may know her from Lip Service.
That sounded very Simpsons of you.
Did it?
You may know me from.
Oh, sorry. Wasn't my intention. But now I'm going to... No, don't do that to me. Now you're confusing me. Yes.
Heather Peace.
Sorry, now you've just confused me. I'm thinking of The Simpsons.
So you went to the Northcote Social Club.
I did. I've never been in the actual gig room, so I was in there.
Is it a good venue?
It is a nice venue. It's intimate, quite full.
Was it easy to get to?
Very easy to get to. Lots of parking, you know, restaurants and things all around, so that's always helpful. And she was supported by Michelle Parsons, who is unbelievable, and hopefully we'll be able to have an interview with her in the coming weeks.
You're going to contact Michelle, is that true?
I am.
Okay.
A local artist.
So, I don't know if you said it already, Heather Peace, she plays the hot cop in Lip Service, which is the UK version of the L Word, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they only did 2 seasons, so they didn't commission the 3rd season.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm sad now.
I know. You know, never say never. Someone else might pick it up and decide to run with it.
They
realise that it's popular. So there's always that option. But, yeah, she does a lot of guitar playing and piano playing, so it was quite a nice little concert, and it was just interesting. And she's extremely funny and extremely witty.
Really?
Yeah, people were calling out stuff to her in the show, and she just had comments to every single one of them.
So, I mean, all I know her of is, of course, from Lip Service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else she's been in, what else she's done, apart from being a fantabulous musician?
Yes, I did have that, and London's Burning.
I love it when you have lists, because you get list voice.
I know, sorry. London's Burning. And then I found something interesting about her. About 15 years ago, she actually signed with Simon Cole.
Really?
She released a cover version of The Rose.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there you go. So I did not know that.
That didn't work out for her, unfortunately.
No, she decided that she's actually not sure if they actually signed or didn't sign to do an album, but she wasn't ready to do her album at that stage.
Well, you know,
she didn't have enough heartbreak.
You've got to be ready, don't you?
Yes. She had to wait for her heartbreak.
She didn't have enough heartbreak.
Yeah, you can't sing songs about heartbreak when you're happy. It doesn't work.
What we're saying here is that all good music comes from having your heart crashed into a million pieces.
Well, look at Alanis Morissette.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Adele.
See? Come on. These are women that are, you know, creating a generation.
That's very clever.
Mm. Mm. But yeah, she has an album. It's called Fairy Tales, and it's worth listening to. So if you want to get your hands on it, it's quite good. It's available on the iTunes.
Mm.
And because you won't get it in stores here, unfortunately.
Well, you've definitely piqued my curiosity.
Yes, she's very good, and she sings a lot of interesting songs, and she has a really good voice, and she's very talented.
So has she finished touring in Victoria now?
Yes, I believe she's in Singapore at the moment.
Well, that's bloody informative for everyone, isn't it? she was great, but you can't see her because she's gone.
But she'll be back. I'm sure she'll be back.
Find her album. It's lovely.
But she did see that she has fans here and that she has a following. I was standing next to a girl from Perth. They'd flown down from Perth just to see her. And this lady had actually seen her in Edinburgh and told her to come to Australia. So we all thanked her. And Heather thanked her as well. We did, because it was like, here she's here.
How delightful of you.
And Heather thanked her as well, because Heather remembered her. And said, yes, you told me to come to Australia, and here I am.
So she was also performing with Michelle Parsons, did you say?
Correct.
Right. And Michelle Parsons is very good too.
Yes, she's very good. And as I said, we'll hopefully have an interview with her in the coming weeks. A local artist. And yeah, she just fabulous voice. You can see her at Chill Out. I believe she's at Chill Out. She'll be doing a Melissa Etheridge tribute show. And she has the pipes to do it, actually.
She has the pipes to do
it.
Everybody likes a lady with pipes.
Yes.
Bagpipes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. just thought I'd clarify. All right. Well, look, if you would like to send us a text, please do so on 0427JOY949. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, Louise Wadley.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Lots of yeses I'm hearing from you today. It's good. It's a yes day. All right. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we are going to be talking to Louise Wadley. Louise, can you hear me?
Hello there.
How are you going?
Very, very good. Thanks, girls. How are you?
We're great.
Awesome.
We're awesome. You know, we're in the studio, we're relaxing, chillaxing. It's all good.
Yes.
Now, you're here to talk. Well, not really here. You're here with us in spirit, aren't you?
That's right.
Now, how's the weather up there?
Yeah.
You there?
Yep.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Very, very nice. It's a little bit hot for me, but I can cope better than the rain.
Yeah, that's what we've got down here.
Exactly. A little bit of rain down here. It's been a dreadful day.
Send us the sun, please.
Yeah, I did try that last week, but it didn't work.
That's all right.
All right, now you are with us in spirit to talk about the film.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the film is?
The Trouble with E.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about The Trouble with E? What is The Trouble with E?
Oh, she's got a lot of trouble. She's a bad girl. She gets into all sorts of situations and scrapes.
Situations. I like that word.
Yeah, she's always in a situation. That's what her BFF, Matt, her gay best friend, says all the time. How have you got into this situation again?
So now I came across this. You guys sent us an email,
mm-hmm.
and it linked me to your possible project campaign online. Mm-hmm. What's the website for that?
The website is www.possible, and it's spelt with a Z, so it's POZIBLE.com.
Okay, so now people can go in, they can type in The Trouble with E, and they will find you, and hopefully they can have a little bit of a listen and a watch while they're listening to us.
That's right. If they just type in www.possible.com/The Trouble with E, it'll come up. Or they can just search Google for us, The Trouble with E and Possible, and it'll come up as well.
Mm.
Yes, now when I went on your website, I saw that you have a lovely trailer there, which I encourage everyone to watch. But what I really liked about your trailer, which I thought was very effective, was it started off telling the story of the characters and started off like a normal movie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through, it turned into a pledge donation, which I thought was a great initiative. How did you come up with this idea?
I have to say that the kudos for that has to go to my girlfriend, who's also the producer, because I really thought hard about this. There's crowdfunding is a great thing, but most of the way that people do it is that they sit in front of a camera and a webcam and they say, my name is John and I want to take you on my journey, come with me on my dream. And I just couldn't cope. I just hate being in front of the camera. I like being behind the camera. And so my girlfriend was saying, you have to do it. And I was saying, I just don't want to do it. We just fought and fought and fought. And finally she said, you're a bloody writer. Write something. Make the character do it. And I thought, aha. That's a good way out of it.
It's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. I really loved the way that came across, and it was a great little sort of prelude to what was going on with the characters too. Like, there was a little bit of drama going on there, and I especially liked that bit where there was that blonde in the bed too. That was nice.
Well, my character, you know, she's a young Lebanese-Australian woman. She's a bit embarrassed. Her real name is Elmira. She's a DJ. She's cool. She's a hit with the girls. She seems to have everything going her way. She's got lots of fans, you know, all that sort of thing. But of course, like everything, nothing's quite what it seems. And so the whole thing with E is that she has to find out what her true path is. And I think what I wanted to do with the promo was I really wanted to do a couple of things. One was, obviously, we're doing a crowdfunding appeal, so we're trying to get money from people.
Yep.
Actually, what I wanted to do was I wanted to show people that I could direct and I could write. So I wanted to introduce them to the story and introduce them to the characters and give them a flavour of the film.
And I think you've done that really well, actually. It definitely comes across. Makes you want to see more.
Yeah, well, as they say, the rule in show business is don't give too much. You know, and last night, in fact, the promo was showing in front of a couple of films at the Mardi Gras Film Festival.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, it's been on. So we had our fourth screening, and it was really wonderful to see it on the big screen, looking really good quality. The audience just laughed and laughed. They loved all the characters. They particularly loved the mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was great. I want her recipes.
I have a mother-in-law that's like that.
Yes, right. Well, I think a lot of people identify with the mother. And what's particularly nice for Sydneysiders, I guess, is that we have a wonderful club up here called Club Arat, and a couple of girls run that every kind of 3 to 6 months for special occasions.
Oh, okay.
It's just the most incredible melting pot. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's kind of like basically a whole infusion. They have a DJ, Fembo Root, who comes in, and it's
So
old Arabic movies on the screen, and they have live performances. It's a whole performance. Everyone's welcome. You know, it's just the most brilliant night. And our mother-in-law character that you see on the screen, she doesn't look like that normally. She's actually one of the club promoters, and a lot of people know her and could not believe that she looked like that.
Oh, that's a testament to how good your character writing skills are, aren't they? Oh,
thank you very
and
much.
And the makeup skills, because, yes, I saw a photo of her and I sat there thinking, that's not the same lady.
No, absolutely. Normally she has a very sharp haircut and wears bib and braces and sharp hat and everything. And she said, when I asked her if she would do it, she said, I just got my hair cut, and a sharp haircut.
Now, the film's plot was originally developed for the Chicago Great Gay Screenplay Competition in 2010.
That's right.
And you became a finalist in that.
Yes. Look, I wanted to make sure. I was on the board of Mardi Gras Film Festival for a couple of years, and one of the things that I really struggled with was that I felt like the kind of stories that we have to pay money for were often very disappointed, and I wanted to write a script that could travel, that would absolutely be universal and bulletproof. So I thought, all right, I wanted to do an Australian film, but I want to make an Australian film that will travel. And so I wrote it for the Chicago Great Screenplay Competition. A friend of mine said, look, do it for this, see how it goes. And luckily enough, I was one of the 5 finalists. We went over to Chicago and it had a stage reading there, and it did really well. People loved it. They were really, you know, laughing in the right places. They were also very moved in the right places. And so I thought, okay, that's really interesting. Even though these wonderful actors massacred the Australian accent and it was done a la Chicago style, still worked. And I was really happy, but it also showed me there were a couple of places where I thought, oh, you know what? I can see the character development between the two women, our two female leads, still need some depth. And that's why I thought I better go back to the drawing board and write again and submit it to some other places.
Yes, because you did go to the Los Angeles Outfest Screenwriting Lab in 2011.
That's right.
And you were working with some Hollywood mentors. So who were those mentors?
Oh, look, a lot of people will know people. I mean, most people will have heard of the latest Sherlock Holmes film.
Mm.
So Michelle Mulroney was the writer for that. And she was just a fabulous, fabulous mentor. She was really tough, really generous, and just didn't take any prisoners and said to me, you know, if you want to do a good script, this is the work you've got to put in. And Gwyn Turner, who of course some people may remember from old films like Go Fish, she's a bit of a legend in her own lifetime. She wrote American Psycho. She's been in lots and lots of lesbian films, you know, for ages. And so if people have been to anything at the film festival in the last 3 years, the Queer Film Festival, they will have seen her. And she was one of the mentors. Look, lots of fantastic people. I was incredibly lucky. I feel very fortunate. But what was great about that was they also put on a reading at the Directors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very fancy. You know, you're in Hollywood, and I was pounding the streets.
I can actually picture that, script in hand.
Yes.
Absolutely, with my little hopeful heart being ripped to pieces and then put together again. And what that taught me, though, was that when the reading was put on, and I didn't have anything to do with it, Michelle, who was my mentor for that particular thing, she went and got Hollywood actors, she went and cast it and directed it so that I could just relax and look at it and listen to it and watch the audience and see what was working. And again, it taught me so much because it was an American audience, it was American actors, and they really played it. Just, I said, don't do Australian accents, please.
Yeah, it is a hard one to do, actually, if you can't
really
do.
It's really tough. But you know what was great was that I got a lift home from the reading with a bunch of girls from the Outfest Festival, and they had just offered me a lift because I was living out a bit further. I was staying with friends out further, and I was sitting in the back of the car, and they were talking about my script and being at the, and one was saying, that's just like my mother-in-law.
everyone can relate. Look, Louise, we're going to come back to you. It is very important that we do also mention that we are joined this evening and all week with Joy via the Star Observer digital pop-up radio, which is pretty cool. Now, of course, if you would like to send us a text or even ask Louise some questions, you can do so by getting through to us on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. Here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. Someone has emailed.
Yes, Odette is listening in for the first time. Welcome, Odette. Hope you're enjoying the show. Now, if you actually go to the Joy website at this moment, if you're on a computer, because you've emailed me, so I presume you are, just go to the Joy website and you'll see our banner on the screen. If you just click on that, you'll be able to hook up with us through social media, and then you can find out all about the upcoming events that happen in Melbourne for the gay women.
And our email address is up there as well. So if you want to just send us an email, I can always...
Yes.
Flick through the events to you.
We can do that too.
If you don't have the Book of Face.
Oh, yes. Really? Yeah, okay.
Well, some people don't have Facebook.
No, I know.
Dean Beck doesn't have Facebook.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that. Okay. Now, we're actually been talking to Louise, who's discussing The Trouble with E, an upcoming movie.
Mm. Hi, Louise.
How you going, girls? Nice to be back.
That was well cued.
Yes, perfect. Your tea break was perfect.
I had a very nice cup of tea and got a few emails done.
Oh, lovely.
Well, multitasking, we love it.
Multitasking is good. Now, you were talking to us a little bit before the break about the project in itself, what it's about, and also some information about how you went overseas and how you started writing the script and how you saw it be acted out by American actors, which was pretty interesting for you.
Yeah.
So we've got some more questions for you.
Yes, so through private investors, you've already raised $220,000, but you need to raise $88,000 to see the picture actually come into fruition.
That's
now,
right.
You've just raised over $60,000.
We're up to $62,700, I think.
Well, there you go. Woo! That's great. So congratulations.
Yay!
And you've got 10 days to get the last 28,000-odd.
27 odd.
Don't freak me out, girls. 26.
26. There you go.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yes. Yes, you did say 62. Yes, so that would be 26.
No, listen, I was bad at maths before I did this campaign. I tell you, I have become razor sharp.
Well, see, that's good. That makes one of us. All right. So what are your plans for the future? How are you going to be raising that money in 10 days?
It's pretty stressful, and most people will know, if they've had anything to do with crowdfunding, that the way that these crowdfunding funding sites work, whether it's Indiegogo or Possible, which is the Australian version, that if you don't make your target, ours is 88. If we don't get that, doesn't matter how close we get, we will not get a cent. So it's pretty stressful. We've only got 10 days to raise 26K. That's a lot of money. That's more money than I know most times. So what I would say is that I was in Melbourne a week ago, and the Melbourne community, the women down there, have been so fantastic. So I want to do a big shout out to them. They have been so supportive. They've got their networks going. The other thing that we're going to be doing is that Fran Kelly, who's a Radio National breakfast host, she is going to run a film trivia fundraiser night for us. And that's going to be a day and a half before we finish. And we're selling tables. We've probably sold about half the tables already. And it is going to be fun. We've got some fabulous prizes. And every single question will have a lesbian and gay sub.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's good. That means we can actually have a chance of winning.
Can we have a phone-in table?
Yeah, we didn't think of that.
Yeah, you should just have a table full of phones on speaker.
Yeah, no, I think that would be fabulous. But look, it's going to be a good night. We've got great prizes. Fran Kelly is a really fabulous host. We've got a lot of people coming who are real film buffs. So I think the competition is going to be pretty sharp.
Where can people go to get some more information about where this trivia night will be?
The website Possible, P-O-Z-I-B-L-E.com. If you just look at Possible and search for The Trouble with E, we're often on the front page, depends how we're trending. If you look for possible.com/The Trouble with E, all one word, you'll find us, and tickets available from there. So you just click on the screen as a big invite up.
Now, once you start filming, how long before we actually see this movie on the screens? How long does production take?
Filming. Most people think that, you know, filming is the really long part. The filming part, the actual filming, is the really short part.
Can we get possible outtakes of the blonde in the bed?
No, that's on the DVD. That'll be on the bonuses.
I have been asked about that already. I've been asked about outtakes of the kissing scene, all that sort of thing. Look, she was fantastic. And
she was fantastic. Hang on a second.
There will be a behind-the-scenes.
Really? The casting couch comes to light?
Totally.
That's terrible.
Just kidding.
Don't say that.
All in good fun.
All in good fun. But look, quite seriously, Zara Michaelis, who is our lead, is a fantastic actress. She's in LA at the moment auditioning for the pilot season in America.
This
year at this time in America, all the Australian actors go over, and she's been successful enough to even get an audition for the Hunger Games 2 last year.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Starting out is a really big deal.
That's pretty cool.
So you might see a lot more of this girl. I think she's going to be a big star. We're hoping that not till just after she's finished filming. We're going to be filming later this year. My girlfriend's had a bit of an accident, so she's going to need a bit of rest and recovery. And we'll shoot the film later this year, and you'll see it on the big screen early next year.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
That seems really quick.
Yes, it does. And we hope your girlfriend's okay and, you know, sending her all the best and positive energy.
Well, vibes are going that way.
Yeah, thanks, girls. Really appreciate it.
Now, of course, we have already said the links to your website a couple of times, but there's also the production company website, which is important. What was that one?
That's girlsown.com. And I wanted to make a company that was sort of inspired by Girls Own adventure books. So it's called Girls Own, GIRLSOW.com.
It's actually a really cool website because it details about the film than what's on the Possible campaign website as well. It gives more details about the characters and the actors. And there's also a lot of information about you guys and your passion for the project too, which is really fantastic.
Right, and we'll link up with your Facebook so that people can find us easily.
Yes,
that would be great.
Yes, all right. We'll be doing that. We'll be linking the world. That's what Les Link is all about. It's that linking together the lesbians. We have firm beliefs about the lesbian phone tree in this studio.
No degrees of separation.
All right. Well, look, it has been absolutely fantastic talking to you tonight and learning about The Trouble with E.
Thank you so much.
And we hope to learn more about The Trouble with E very soon.
On the big screen.
Very quickly, girls, I will be in Melbourne. They've invited me down for speaking at the crowdfunding panel at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Okay.
That's great.
So we can get some more info about that too.
Absolutely, and I'll either be really happy or really sad.
Well, we're hoping you're happy.
You'll be really happy or you'll be really excited to embark on the next project.
All right.
All right, okay, well, it has been lovely. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Big up to Melbourne. Girls. Bye now.
Bye-bye. You have been with Vata and Tian. This is our show, Les Link, on Joy 94.9. Send us a text in the studio on 0427 JOY 949. And welcome back to Le Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text. We love it when you do on 0427 Joy 949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We got one, but I think there's a bit of a language barrier going on. We don't know what she's saying.
But thanks, Kel.
Yeah, thanks. You know,
we tried to decipher it, but
it just didn't come across.
So, yeah, we didn't want to do you injustice. So, yeah. She's just talking about a good friend of hers and how she's happy that her BFF is gay. So, yay.
It's good when BFFs are gay, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, of course. We all need a gay BFF.
Gay stuff in common. It's nice.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking to Louise Wadley, who is the writer and director of a new film called The Trouble with E. Louise was fantastic. She gave us lots and lots of information.
Yes, and they're fundraising, so we've got to help them out.
So you can go to possible.com/Trouble with E.
Yes.
And or even just Google The Trouble with E and have a look at the trailer that they've got up online, because it's pretty cool. And, you know, everyone likes to get behind a lesbian movie.
Yes.
See what I did there?
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you have an interesting topic here. You make me laugh.
I know. Sorry. Well, it's a wedding. It's a wedding themed thing that we didn't get to mention last week because we got roller derbied away.
I did want to say, if anyone is going to Mardi Gras, you should let us know, because I'm nosy like that and I like to know who's going to be there. Send me an SMS on 0427JOY949 or an email at onair@joy.org.au. And if you do want any details about our events, head over to joy.org.au and find our program page, which, as I've been enlightened, too, is on the side of the website now and not on the top.
No, it's sort of, it's on the middle, sort of on the side.
Okay, these are very different things. Middle, side, top, bottom.
It's on there somewhere. I don't know. Just go with it. Go on the webpage. Okay. You'll see it. It's there. You can't find it.
Okay.
It says Le Link. How can you not find us? Anyway, and it says Joy, so, you know, they'll find us. So in a bridal magazine recently, a photographer wanted to run an advertisement, and she'd selected a bride-to-be picture that she'd taken, a beautiful shot, a black and white shot of these two ladies. So they were both brides getting married to each other.
It's lovely.
And it's a really sweet, lovely picture. It's black and white. It shows a lot of depth, emotion. The women just about to sort of have a little kiss, but nothing vulgar or nothing obscene.
No tongue.
No, nothing. Just this sweet, nice picture of these two women sitting. I believe they're even sitting on like coffee bags or something like that. So coffee beans and
it's
things.
It's sweet, romantic.
It is. It's a very nice photo. And she selected that because it highlighted her talents and what she wanted to bring to marriage and that she's sharing these important events for people, and it's not about who actually is in the photo. And the magazine decided to not run it. I know, it's getting there. The magazine basically rang them up and said, look, we appreciate the photo, but do you have another one? And she said, no, I really want to run this photo. You know, she's written here that I don't shoot gay weddings or straight weddings, Christian weddings or Jewish weddings, good weddings or bad weddings. I photograph people on their wedding day. So I think that's a nice thing that, you know, she's just there to capture the moment and the fun and the festivities. Yes, and
she
the love.
She wants to get the love.
And they asked her if she would remove or change the photo, and she refused, so they decided that they weren't going to run her advertisement. So she wrote them an open letter on her blog, and she was talking to them about the fact that, you know, that she didn't understand what the big deal was, and that in a few years this could be something that they would all joke and laugh about, because it's just going to be so simple. And why are you laughing at me? Seriously.
I have the giggles.
I can see that. Hope you don't have those on your wedding day.
Oh, gosh.
And how the fact that all she wanted to do was just have this photo, and she didn't realize it would cause so much stress and problems. And she wrote that someone has to be the first, someone has to forge ahead, someone has to march, someone has to refuse to move to the back of the bus, someone has to see these two beautiful, brilliant women in love and know that there is nothing more right in the world than this couple.
So what was the result?
Well, the result was that she got a lot of hits and likes on social media, and basically it went all around the world, and everyone was commenting on the fact that this was disgraceful. And the positive outcome is that the bridal magazine then decided to run an apology, and they did run the ad. So they apologise as to, and they're, in their apology they've written, "We are two women who operate a small business and we care deeply, that we care deeply about. We love all weddings, we love all people, and would never want to anger, offend or disappoint anyone. We are deeply moved by your outpouring of love and support for Anne. We are so sorry that we have disappointed you, and we ask for your forgiveness. If Anne would still like to run her ad in Weddings Unveiled, then we would be proud to publish it." So they did that. So yay! Yay. Yay! Sorry, I'm excited.
Yay, it's all around.
I know.
You crack me up, you really do.
Well, I had to keep with the wedding theme, you know. I'm just going to do that every week now, I reckon. I'll just have a wedding topic in every show, just to annoy you.
Thanks. It's really positive. Now, of course, if you do want to get in contact with us, you can do so right now, sending us a text on 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. We're running out of time, so the 10 lesbian films that you must see, you're just going to have to wait till next week.
I know, you don't have time this week.
We just don't have time.
Well, but you don't have time, because it's Mardi Gras weekend.
We could do them really quickly.
No.
But no?
Okay. No.
Oh, I'm getting told tonight, aren't I? Now, but of course, yes. Tonight on the show, we were talking to the amazing Louise Wadley, writer, director of The Trouble with E, a lesbian film that we're hoping you'll all get behind.
And hopefully we will see that. We're also talking about Heather Peace's recent gig at the Northcote Social Club.
She's not only a sexy lesbian playing actor, actress.
She can actually play instruments and
she
sing.
Can play instruments too.
Yes.
I like a lady that's good with her fingers. All right, now. Basha, you went there. You weren't supposed to.
Really? I went there.
Get in contact with us. Go to joy.org.au. That's pretty much all that we've got for you.
Yes. So really. Good night. Have a good evening.
And come back and see us next Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Yep.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.